Logan Carnell, man, after the week you had, after everything that's been going on, you'll take this main event. I'm guessing this has got to feel really good.
Dude, it feels amazing. Like, if you follow me on social media, you understand the struggles I went through, and that's just a little bit. I'm not allowed to talk, dude. I got lawyers and shit involved. It's a whole thing. So, my local race, dude, I picked up a bike yesterday at a dealership out of my own pocket. My whole freaking family's here, dude. This is a big one for me. This is one of the biggest ones for me. With everything that's going on, dude, it's unbelievable.
How close were you able to get your bike to the race bike that you normally ride? How close is it?
It's pretty spot on. Yeah, I just don't have a clutch in it. We didn't have time yesterday. We didn't get to the stadium yesterday till 6:30. But yeah, dude, today we were doing heat cycles trying to get her broke in, but yeah, dude, I'll fucking take it. It's insane.
LCQ had to feel pretty good.
Oh, dude, I was crying like a little baby because I could see my whole family. There was like a group of like 50 of my family here. And, yeah, it was crazy.
Well, awesome, man. Yeah, so are you going to get the 250? Is the plan to keep going the 250? Or what's your outlook, I guess, from here?
Well, that was my plan, but kind of more guys are getting hurt in the 450 class. And, honestly, I don't know. I don't think it'd be a bad idea to just keep staying in the 450 class. If I can be a 450 main event guy, I mean, you know, money's good and look good on a resume.
Yeah, for sure. Did you notice all the chaos out there in the main?
I was just doing my thing, dude. I was just doubling the whoops, just through, and got me up to 15. So
pulling wheelies and doubling whoops.
Oh, dude, that's the goal, man. Always.
Well, hey, good job, man. Really good. Impressive. And yeah, you and Del Necky had a lot to overcome. So nice work.
Thank you very much.